Welcome to the Agony Aunties podcast mini-series. Each week, we're diving into some of your questions and offering our unique insights and therapeutic expertise to help you navigate life's challenges. As seasoned therapists, I'm quite a lot more seasoned than my daughters. We're here to share our thoughts, perspectives, and a dose of compassion. So get ready for each episode where listener questions take center stage and we do our best to provide you with thoughtful guidance and a touch of wisdom. So, Emily, I have an agony aunt question. Our son is leaving university this summer. He is very unmotivated. Whatever we say or suggest, he says yes and doesn't really take action. Nothing seems to work and I'm very worried. It causes immense conflict with my husband because he's rather given up on him and I don't know what to do. We all work really hard and so we don't know where this has come from. Any thoughts?
I mean, I can understand the sort of frustration and sense of powerlessness that you must feel, that you see your son, who I imagine you see has all sorts of potential, just kind of...
And talents.
And talents, being really stuck. And that is a very hard thing to witness. And it sounds like you've had a lot of ideas of like how to kind of help push him and that they haven't worked. And I would just say that instead of trying to kind of push him with different strategies, go where he is, because there's probably a reason that he's not taking action and he probably doesn't know what the reason is himself. But actually that transition to adulthood is really, really hard. So I would say focus less on what he should be doing and more like where is he at right now? Just really trying to understand his perspective. Like, does he feel lost? Is this a change for him? Or has he always been someone who's found it hard to motivate themselves and like struggled with that kind of agency? And then for yourself, to allow yourself to feel the like frustration, the fear, the powerlessness, because ultimately you actually can't make him be something or do something that he's not ready for. And you might unintentionally be making him just feel kind of worse about the fact that he hasn't found
his thing,
what he wants to do, or he hasn't found the agency to be able to do it. And like, yes, obviously I would just also encourage you not to give up on him, but to kind of keep that door open so that if he does want your help, if he does think of something that you can help him with, he's able to come to you because you've kept that door open. You haven't just said, oh, like that's him. I've sort of written him off age
22.
20. Yeah, 21, 22. And it makes me, you know, sad for both of you.
Yeah, it is sad. And the other thing I was wondering about, because I've had similar stories from clients, is when you have parents that work hard, and I don't know whether these parents are successful when they work hard, but if you've had quite motivated parents, it may be a sense of sort of silent rebellion, where always you're expected to be like your mum and dad and to have a lot of energy, be very action-oriented, get stuff done, move forward. And so it may be his way of finding his own identity, but it's a very silent sort of, in some ways, passive-aggressive, but that sounds too mean, but it's a sort of a way of like, I'm going to be myself or a fear that I can't be as good as you. I can't reach what you're doing. I can't be like you. So I'd rather than try at all, I'd rather do nothing, because then at least I don't fail.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think the key is to think about his experience, his perspective, and not so much on what he's not doing, but what is driving him to be where he's at, and to sort of really kind of lean into what it's like to be him right now.
And what could we suggest for the couple? So if they're having quite a lot of battles, he's sort of given up and cross, it sounds like, and she's sort of worrying and thinking and trying to get stuff moving. How could they sort of come to an understanding together to support each other and allow them to have those feelings, but also be more at peace with each other?
Yes. I think acknowledging to each other that I'm sure they both want the best for their son. Like, both of their intentions are good, that they both love him, and their ideas about how to get him to sort of launch into adulthood, as it were, are different. So maybe it's just about acknowledging, like, we both love and care for our son, and the buttons that he's pressing in us in this behavior are different, and so our reactions are different. But I think just acknowledging that we both want the best for him, it's just because these different buttons have been pressed in us, we are responding in different ways, might kind of bring at least a sort of shared understanding.
Yeah. And where that takes me to is allowing difference. Like, whatever led them to be working hard would have been influenced by their childhood, and that he can be his own self and have his own rights, but also level of maturity that, you know, people, Gen Z, older parents like me, we tended to mature earlier because we weren't parented so much, whereas his generation have been very parented. So the maturation is much longer, takes longer. They're going to have to work for longer. So I think we also need to be quite kind of time acknowledging that everything will take longer for the younger generation. There's a somewhere to look for it. He's a guy called Jeffrey Arnott, who's done a TED Talk and a book called Emerging Adulthood. And it's a whole phase that is like adolescence, which is about basically launching from university into adulthood. And he said, you're not fully mature till you're 28.
Gosh. So you already had four children when you were 28.
I did.
Not alarming at all.
No, not terrifying. Totally unsuitable to be able to have so many children. All right. Well, I hope that's helpful. Thank you.